Well, hello there. Welcome back to my podcast. I know. Okay, before you say it, I apologize. I mean, the last time I posted here, I promised to never ever to go for so long. But you know how it is, right? Man plans and God laughs. You know, when you think you've got everything all figured out and then your plans are thrown out the window. But at the end of the day, you realize it's for a good cause. And you know how it is, right? New levels attract new devils. And then the higher you get in life, the more responsibilities you're swamped with. So it's not like I just sat and watched, you know, without recording. You know how I feel about you, my listeners. You know how I am obsessed.com with you guys. Yes. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Yes. To those who have been reaching out to me and asking, Lady Viva, what happened to your podcast? Like, seriously, I really appreciate. And of course, to those who have been singing the birthday songs, you know, in my ears, I hear you, I see you. And to tell you the truth, for a minute, I totally forgot my birthday is just what? It's just around the corner. You know, it's next month. And it took my girlfriend reminding me, like, hey, girl, your birthday is coming up. What's up? You've been way too quiet, like awfully quiet about it. And I'm like, wait a minute, that is true. So wait, are you trying to tell me that it's already like almost a year since I had that lavish party with all of my friends in attendance with so much to eat and drink? Wait a minute. We're getting old already, you know. Oh my God. You know, I have like been so swamped with everything happening around me and even in the country that I totally forgot that July 6th is around the corner. And yes, I have been under the weather. It crept up on me like a thief at night. And yes, I'm recuperating at this point. I'm very sure you can hear from my voice. My nose is quite stuffy. We can attribute this to the weather because it's been raining like back to back to back. Y'all know I love the cold, right? The only thing I cannot handle is the wetness. I cannot stand wet ground and, you know, water, patches of water everywhere. Not my thing. So yeah, I think the rain should just slow down a bit. I love the cold weather. Even though it broke me down though, but I mean, life happens. Alrighty, welcome back to my podcast, Lifestyle with Lady Vava. And as the name implies, of course, I am Lady Vava, your hostess with the mostest. It feels so good to be back. Like, some days ago, I was so down, I could barely talk. I literally collapsed. I thought, in fact, I saw my life flash right before my eyes. It wasn't funny at all. So yes, this is me saying thank you, Jesus, for coming through for me. And it was really, really tough. Like, really, really tough. And the last time I was here, I was mourning my best friend. Yes. It's been really, really hard on her friends and her family. And every day I think about her, like, I just sit down and sometimes I just remember all the good times we had. Because all I can remember is her sweetness, her sweet face, her sweet soul. She was a good person. And then I remember all the plans we had together. And even when she decided to relocate to the state in 2019, everyone were packing up and getting her all prepped, you know, for the trip. She was a bit upset with me because she was like, girl, we had this all planned out. We had marriage plans and all that. And I remember she told me, you were crazy. I know you have been like, you know, then I was like anti-marriage per se. But I think at that point I was just trying to come round, you know. And then she said, okay, fine, the marriage part. Okay, no problem. But what about the travel plans? Yes, in the past, we had made trips, you know, to a few countries here and there. And then when it was time for her to relocate, she thought we'll do that together. But you know how it is, the older you get, you know, your priorities kind of change. And she took it pretty hard. And I told her, I said, girl, don't worry. We're still here, right? I'll come visit in one. Yeah, for that's for sure. And you never can tell. I might decide to relocate and come join you. You know, and I remember, like, that was before her death. The conversations we had. You know, I remember her worries about the elections. And she said, girl, I wish you could just come over. I don't want you to be in the country. I don't want you to be in Nigeria. when the elections are ongoing, you know, and all that. But anyways, I know she's in a better place, and may her soul continue to rest in peace. So yeah, I'm gonna go on a very short break, and when I come back, I would be like, you know, I'll tell you what I really want to talk about today. I wanted today to be like a freestyle day, but it's one thing that kind of like people have brought to my notice. They've always wanted me to talk about it, so probably I'll just touch base here and there, you know. So yeah, so I'm gonna go on a short break, and when I come back, I will tell you what today's topic is all about. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back. Welcome back. And before I went on the very short break, I just touched base here and there, you know. First things first, I apologized for staying up for so long. And then I also remembered my late friend. Now, moving on to today's topic. It is a topic that I have tried to avoid for as long as I can remember. But pressure from people to just address it, talk about it. And yes, I have seen way too many annoying comments, you know, on this, on social media and all that. I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me talk about it today. And then I'm going to reiterate this again, like I have done over the month that I've been recording this podcast. I am no marriage expert. Nope. I'm just quite versed. I'm quite knowledgeable. I try. I read a lot and I do a lot of research. But today's topic doesn't even necessarily, you know, need any form of certificate or expertise, you know. It needs what they call common sense, and what they call having a heart and being nice to the next man or woman beside you. I'm going to go straight to the point. Today's topic is stop marriage shaming women. That's all I'm going to say. Stop marriage shaming women. You know, a lot of terms have been given to situations and low blows, and I think it's good, because that would give ignorant people, you know, an insight to why they should not be saying this or doing this or that to people. You know how we have what they call body shaming, age shaming. We also have marriage shaming, and it's so sad that the women, they're always, you know, the ones bearing the brunt of this whole nastiness. You see a woman in her 30s, you know, trying to get by, trying to live her life and be happy. And the next thing is the questioning why she's not married. Oh, telling her that she's so old and very soon her flower will be withered and blah, blah, blah. Her time will soon be over and all that. Why do we do these things? That is so unfair. I feel it's uncouth, it's uncultured. Is unfair. For real, you don't do that. Marriage is not an achievement. I'm sorry. Okay, let me rephrase that. To some people, it is an achievement. But just so you know, people have different priorities in life. And a lot of things should never be forced. You should not, because of the fact that people are pressuring you to get married and you get married to the wrong person. Would you not rather be single and happy than be married and miserable? We've heard of so many killings in marriages. We've heard of domestic violence. That's going to be a topic for another day. In fact, we're going to run that in series, because it is deep and it is wide. Exactly. And people have been really, really clamoring for this. So yes, I'm taking my time because it's quite sensitive. So yes, we're going to run a series on domestic violence. And please, I know I made a lot of promises, you know, last year and all that. I'll make sure to keep up to those promises this year. That's why I'm taking my time, you know, to like, you know, talk about some particular topics, because then I'll be needing the experts here at that point. So yeah, we would rather, like, I'm very single. I'm a single Pringle, honey, and I'm loving my life for now. Yes, once upon a time, I was not team, I want to get married. Yes. For years upon years, I was not of that you know, school of thought that I must get married. No, I just wanted to have lots of money and have probably a child and love on that child and spoil that child and enjoy my life with that child and tour the world, you know, with that child. But yeah, my mother had another thing coming. She prayed me out of that. Yes. And she, yeah. And the moment I started, you know, aligning with the whole marriage, you know, talk, she, you know, she would always say, yes, my prayers have been answered. I know she took her time to pray for me. And yes, I had a change of heart and I'm ready to, like, okay, fine. If marriage comes, doesn't mean that I'm desperate to the point that I'm going to jump, you know, into the arms of every man that says hello, hi to me. Now, I've had a lot of, yes, I've been proposed to a couple of times. I ain't gonna lie to you. My friends will tell you that. And I have had to call off marriage plans in the past. And I remember my mother saying, oh, I think your spirit husband, I think you're possessed. You need to go for deliverance. You know, not her alone, though. I remember one or two pastors said the same thing. Oh, yeah. Like, I know at some point I had to go for a deliverance, you know, not even because of that. I had to do it for other, you know, reasons and all that. But this particular marriage plans that I called off, this particular one, really, really, really got my mother upset. But then again, maybe I told her one of these days I will sit her down and give her some badass reasons and she'll go on her knees and thank God on my behalf, you know. So right now I'm just allowing her a be. I told her, I said, mom, see, one day we're gonna sit down, we're gonna talk about this, don't worry, we will do that. And she's like, okay. I said, for me to say, you know what, I don't want this to happen, I don't want to be a part of this, that tells you something. She says, no, you don't want to be a part of anything that, you know, concerns marriage. I said, but mother, I have, like, I'm a changed person now and I want to get married. Like, once I find the right person, why not? So for me to say no to that person says a whole lot. Now, I'm going to say this to you now. It's so sad that you're going to hear this before my mom does, but she's my mother. She would always hear me. She loves me unconditionally. The reason I called off that marriage plans was I sat down and I asked myself a lot of questions. Can I handle this? Can I handle that? Can I do this? Can I do that? Because there were a lot of, you know, attitude. There were a lot of things I was saying to my then fiance that I knew that I don't think I'll be able to deal with this in marriage. It's better to have a broken engagement than a broken marriage. I know what I say, right? And it's better, you know, to leave than to stay and then die. All in the name of what? Relationship? Hell no. So yeah, so this is still in connection to this whole marriage shaming thing, because a lot of people just sit down and start insulting women. And I see girls probably who got married in their early 20s or probably mid-20s and they already have kids and all that. And the first thing is, if they're having like an argument with an older lady who isn't married, the first thing they're saying is, hey, go get married, shameless woman, old woman, you're not married. Why would you do that? Women supporting women in the mud? Like, seriously? Remember I talked about women supporting women? If asked if it's a hoax or something, like, is it a hoax? We keep screaming women supporting women, but I realize that it's always the women that are first to marriage shame other women. And of course the men now, you know, chime in, you know, put in their 2 cents. And I'm thinking, if a woman is going to be marriage shamed, then a man should be marriage shamed too. And some people say, no, you know, a man can marry at 50 years or 80 years. Honey, we know that, right? Exactly. But I hope you know that I don't think any man wants to raise a 5-year-old child at age 70. And then that child is looking at you thinking you're the great-grandfather or the grandfather. It is not fun, honey. So please, it's better you don't marriage shame anyone at all, or you marriage shame both, you know, both gender, the man and the woman. Exactly. You don't do that. We've heard of people, you know, who've committed suicide. I mean, we heard of the woman, you know, that come to suicide. Although there was another story about her, you know, having some mental illness and all that. But of course, they attributed part of the suicide to her not, you know, not married, you know, and not having a child and all that. Bottom line is, just be nice to people. It's not everything that comes to your head that you have to spew from your mouth. Like my mother would say, if you don't have anything nice to say, it's better you don't say it at all. Stop marriage shaming women. It's so unfair. Some people just want to be single. Trust me, not everybody's going to get married in this life. So women are just fine being single and being by themselves and having their own money and taking care of themselves and making decisions for themselves and just living their lives for themselves. Why some people, they've not just met the right person and they would rather wait and meet the right person so they don't get into trouble or fall into depression or lose their lives, all in the process of wanting to be married, to just to be the missus or whatever. Why some people are just, I don't know, they're just not so fortunate, you know, to have men stay so long in their lives. So a lot of people have their own issues that they're dealing with. So why do you not want to, like, it's like adding salt to an injury and then causing more pains to them? That is not fair at all. I'm going to go on another break, and when I come back, we'll round off this topic. So do not go nowhere. With Lady Vava. Welcome back to the concluding part of this podcast. Yes. So, before I went on the break, I was talking about what? Marriage shaming. Honey, stop it. It is so dated. Honey, it is so 2000 and dead. This is 2022. Things have changed. The train is moving. Ain't nobody got time for that. Women are comfortable making their own money and being single and enjoying their life and touring the world. Yeah, while some other women, it's like more like a life goal to get married and start a family. It is a beautiful thing. I mean, it is ordained by God. God loves marriage. God is all about family. So yes, when you see a woman in her waiting period, like waiting on the Lord to give her her own man, be nice with your words. Be soft with your words. And if you feel the urge to talk, just go play a mouth organ or something. I'll go play, blow a flute or a trumpet or something. Stop marriage shaming women. Like, when I see people do that, they just look like clowns. I just imagine them in the clown outfits with the red nose and all that and the colorful wigs and all the painted face. You all look like a clown, like a court jester. It is so dated. It is so 2000 and dead. I'm going to say that again. It is so 2000 and dead. You've seen the fellas that just go online and just marriage shame women. You all look funny, like... It doesn't even make sense. You know, the funny part is a lot of them have sisters who are old and not even married. And they're always the first to throw shades and hurl insults and marriage shame women. But you got sisters at home who are old as well. Even the ones who are married are miserable in their marriages. So what are we saying here? It's better to be single and happy than married and miserable. A lot of women who are married are looking for ways to run out. Yes, much as people are looking for ways to run into marriage, a whole lot of people are looking for ways out of the sham of a marriage. So yes, so woman's meat is another man's poison, honey. So when you feel like, oh, because you're young, you're married, you've got kids and all that, and then you feel you have the right to just marriage shame an older lady, the joke is on you, because what's to tell you that you're going to be in the marriage for long? What's to tell you that? First of all, are you even happy in your marriage? Because if you are happy in your marriage, I don't think you would have the energy to look at who is not married and who is old enough to be married. You should expand and exert all of that energy on your family. You know, love on them as they love you back. That's all I would say. So yes, stop marriage shaming women. We as women, we go through a lot, you know, in this world, using Nigeria as, of course, as a country where I'm Nigerian, and I know how Nigeria is unfair to women, just as the world is unfair to women. So why at that level of savage, and it's not necessary. So honey, when you see a woman that is old enough, you're trying to marry shame her, look in the mirror and look at yourself. You look like a clown. Stop marriage shaming women. I'm going to say this again. Some women are single by choice. Some are widowed. Know that they were once married, but they lost their husbands. They're widowed. Some were in abusive relationships, so they had to leave. You know, they had to leave so they can live. Why some are still waiting for the right person? Why some haven't been so lucky, so they're still waiting and praying? So be soft with your words and be nice to the next person beside you. You never can tell what he or she's dealing with. Once again, stop marriage shaming women. It never looks good in anyone. Trust me, it never looks good. Like, if you want to try that, if you want to marriage shame anyone, just take a mirror as you're doing it. Look yourself in the mirror and just tell me what you see. Maybe in the next podcast. No, you can do that anyways. Like, you can send it via the voice message. You look awful. Like, there's no one that says an abusive word looking pretty. Because of all the bile and all the negativity, you have to use all of your energy, all the negative energy, you know, to say abusive words. So when you're marriage shaming a woman, you look really, really funny and not cute at all. Exactly. So yes, that is all there is today. You know, today was supposed to be like a freestyle. It was supposed to be like a welcome back podcast kind of thing. But my friend was like, you know what? In order to appease the gods, you have to talk about this. That's why I'm doing it. So it was very unplanned for. It was just like a last minute decision type of, you know, topic. And I'm happy I'm doing this. And I hope someone listens to these and decides not to be nasty again. And I hope someone listens to these and feels good about herself and said, you are not a bad person. The fact that relationships haven't worked for you means that, okay, fine. Maybe there's a lot of, you need to work on yourself, of course. Like, we're all a work in progress. There's no perfect person. And if you're a man, you said you want a perfect woman. And I ask again, are you a perfect man? And just so you know, there is nothing like a perfect man or a perfect woman. Trust me, else Christ would not have died for us on the cross of Calvary, because it would have been too perfect, you know. So it's because of our flaws. Everyone is flawed. So there's nothing like a perfect man or a perfect woman. Trust me, that's all hogwash. That is just baloney. That is just a fat ass fib. That is a lie. So before you say, I want a perfect woman, are you, ask yourself as a man, are you like, am I a perfect man? As a woman as well, before you say, oh, I want this perfect man, ask yourself as a woman, am I a perfect woman myself? So once you can answer the question, I'm sure you're good to go. So on this final note, I'm going to end with this. You know that. Stop marriage shaming women, period. Alrighty, so now this is where I call it a WRAP. Exactly. And thanks for writing with me, even though I have been like kind of stable, yes, in my recordings and postings. Thanks for, you know, sticking by me and listening in. And yes, we keep getting new listeners from all over the world. And I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Alrighty, today's Thursday, right? We are gradually and slowly gliding and sliding into the weekend. But you know how it is, right? I hope it's to go out with your ID. You know, I would always advise you, right? Always go out with a form of an ID. Go out with your nose masks and your hand sanitizers, because the Rona is still in town, honey. So you gotta stay safe. And of course, maintain social distancing. Above all, please go get your PVCs, honey. go get your PVCs. I'm going to see that. Go get your PVCs. So from me to you is ciao. Bye-bye. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.